I'm Natalie Kestacher, and I leave you now with a lament by writer Joe Zareski about the problem with his nose.
The present shape of my nose resulted from the following chain of events. It started simply with a page setting out several points of criticism. The trouble, as I saw it, was with the structure, or rather the structural appearance, as functionally the nose worked fairly well. My various points, 13 in number, made up a formidable case. I won't rehash those arguments now, any more than I felt alacrity in sending the letter off. After all, the shape of a nose is hardly a subject of public concern. Essentially, it was a complaint about myself. Who can one direct such a letter to, anyway? For want of a better idea, I sent it to Medicare. I imagined that I'd get a reply signed by a junior officer, informing me that following full consideration of my letter, they would not recommend further action unless it got worse. Or the reply might even have gone into the points that I had raised, taking issue with some while conceding others. One way or another, I expected the department would fob off my complaint. But that wasn't the line they took at all. Eschewing any discussion, they advised me that an appointment had been made for me at a hospital. When I got their note, I was somewhat taken aback with the speed at which things were moving. But I could see they were on the right track. We'd all just be going round in circles until there was a professional assessment. I duly fronted up. It was a large public hospital not far from where I live. I'd been there before as a visitor, and everything was familiar. When I handed the Medicare letter to the registrar, I could see from her bright reaction that it had been properly arranged. In a short time, I found myself in a pleasant ward, waiting in bed for the visit of those who were concerned with my case. But nobody came until the next day, and then only to tell me that I could go. Naturally, I was mystified. In the bathroom, I saw in a mirror that my nose was completely altered. The fine bridge widened abruptly into a bulbous thickening. It looked as if a ball bearing had been implanted as a load-bearing pivot between the bridge and the undercarriage. The latter structure, whose form was a horizontal hyperbola with a thrust of 2.7 inches, stretched the nostrils into outfacing slots suitable for the insertion of a large coin.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia. If you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell. Media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.